Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Here in Massachusetts, a quick burst of snow squalls tonight is expected to create slippery and dangerous driving conditions. But away from area roadways, ice can sometimes be quite an attraction. Reporter Jill Kaufman strapped on her skates for this story of a fleeting moment in nature for western Massachusetts.
If you've lived in New England long enough, or Alaska for that matter, you know that ponds and open water freeze over differently year to year depending on the weather. Before that storm about 10 days ago, a few weeks of relatively dry and really cold weather aligned in western Massachusetts to create ponds that were frozen sheer, smooth like panes of glass for the first time in years. The skating was remarkable. The ice was so clear, every crack was visible and audible. This is on Lake Warner in North Hadley. The sound can be scary, especially if you're out in the middle of a lake, alone, with a microphone. But some people can't help themselves.
I was sitting here just the other night, and we heard one of those noises.
Massachusetts state geologist Steve Mabey, hockey stick in hand, is one of the biggest kids out here on Metacomet Lake in Belchertown. He made sure the entire UMass Geosciences Department knew how good the ice was, and some of them are also here. The sound ice makes is not only really neat, Mabey says.
It's the same noise that you hear from the stormtroopers in Star Wars.
Now, water is sort of contrarian. First of all, Mabey says, water is at its highest density when it's still liquid at 4 degrees Celsius. And then
water expands when it freezes.
Most other materials are at their maximum density when they're solid, and they expand when they're heated. Think railroad tracks made of steel in the summer, Mabey says. So when water hits 0 degrees Celsius, or 32 degrees Fahrenheit, it crystallizes, and the expansion makes the groans and that reverberating soundtrack. And this is a reassuring thing to hear when you're standing far from shore, a little nervous. A water molecule is polar. H2O has a slight positive charge on one end, a slight negative charge on the other.
So that means it can attach itself to other water molecules. It's one of the few things that actually can be on the Earth in all three phases, solid, liquid, and vapor. And that's kind of a cool property.
No pun intended, but cool indeed. And on this day, perfection. A window into the bottom of the pond, at least at its edges, Mabey says. And he spent almost his entire life in the Northeast living next to water. When he was a kid, he says, he didn't get off the ice until his mother called him home. Ponds have thawed a bit and refroze. That perfectly smooth ice is gone for this season. The cracking, though, will go on. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jill Kaufman.